Hello, and thank you for listening to our online Victory Sermon Archive. In this segment, Pastor Nathan will be bringing a series of messages from the book of Genesis.
Genesis chapter 39. Joseph was brought down to Egypt. Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian, and his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Joseph found grace in the sight, and he served him. He made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put into his hands. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in the house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said unto his master's wife, "Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into his house to do his business. And there was none of the men of the house there within. She caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house and spake unto them, saying, "See, he hath brought in an Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice." And it came to pass, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. She laid up his garment by her until his Lord came home. She spake unto him according to these words, saying, "The Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came into me to mock me." And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, "After this manner did thy servant to me," that his wrath was kindled. Joseph's master took him and put him into prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in his sight of the keeper and of the prisons. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Now, Father, please help me tonight as we discuss this chapter 39, in Jesus' name. Amen. There's four things that I'd like to point out about this passage of Scripture this evening, and I'll do it in a rather quick manner. The first thing that I want you to see is as long as the Lord is with you, you have a chance. As long as the Lord is with you, you have a chance. See here in the passage of Scripture, verse number 2, "And the Lord was with Joseph." Joseph was now sold into slavery, and I'm certain he was concerned and frightened, but God was with him. When you and I go through uncertain storms, especially the ones that we do not bring upon ourselves, I want you to know, as long as the Lord is with you, you have a chance. So God saw to it that Joseph was bought by a man that had influence with Pharaoh. This would come into play in a few verses. But in this home, we see Joseph was made to prosper by God. So the second thing I want you to see is that God made Joseph to prosper. I want you to know that I pray on a daily basis that God will make me to prosper. Prosperity comes from God. Good prosperity comes from God. And I want God's prosperity. I want God to prosper me. I mean, I know that God blesses hard work and faithfulness, and I get that, and I should be a hard worker and I should be faithful at my job. But I'm trusting the Lord to prosper me. I want you to know that God can prosper you. I'm not a health and wealth gospel kind of guy. I'm not going to get up here and tell you that the resurrection was so that you could rise above. The resurrection was so that you could go to heaven. Because if Jesus hadn't died for our sins and arose 3 days later, there would be no hope for us. The resurrection wasn't so that you could have a nice Rolls Royce in your garage. That's pharisaical, hypocritical lies from the devil when a preacher preaches that stuff. But I do want you to know that God can cause you to prosper. It happens. I want you to think about this. God caused Joseph to prosper, and Joseph was an example to Potiphar for the Lord. There's twice here the Bible says, and Potiphar knew that the capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D was with Joseph. Potiphar knew that the Lord was with Joseph. It says it twice. Potiphar doesn't even know the Lord, but he yet knew that the Lord God was with Joseph. He knew that Joseph was a man that the true God, whether Potiphar worshipped the true God ever or not, or probably an Egyptian God he worshipped, but he knew that Joseph's God was a powerful God. And Joseph's God caused Joseph to prosper. Joseph was an example to Potiphar for the Lord. Joseph found grace in Potiphar's sight. God can bless the world because of his children. Did you know that Potiphar's house was blessed because of one servant, Joseph? The Bible tells us that. The Bible says, and the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And I want you to see that Joseph was trusted by Potiphar. I mean total trust. The Bible tells us this is how much trust Potiphar had in Joseph. It says Potiphar didn't know anything that Potiphar owned except for the bread that was on the table every time he went and ate. That's all that Potiphar knew he had, because he totally trusted all that he had to this servant, this Israelite servant named Joseph. Now with those 4 points, I want you to think about this. This is a great time to reflect. Are we being an example to those that we work for? Do the people that you and I work for, do they know that the Lord is with you? Are we finding grace in the sight of those that have rule over us? If you're not finding grace in the sight of those that have the rule over you, you know what I suggest you do? Pray for it. Ask God for it. I'm reminded of the prayer of Jabez. As a matter of fact, I pray the prayer of Jabez every day upon my children's life, upon my wife's life, and upon my life. That the Lord would bless me, keep His hand upon me, keep me from evil. You know, is the Lord blessing you? Is the Lord blessing those around you because of who you are? Did you know that your work environment can be blessed because of you? God could have your company, your organization, your union, whatever it is, whoever you work for, do you know that God could cause that company to prosper as long as you're with them? I've seen that happen. I've seen God use believers in an organization, and the Lord blessed that organization, and as soon as that person left that organization to go somewhere else, this organization that they were formerly a part of fell under. I do believe that God can prosper those around us. As a matter of fact, if you want to get truly theological, this world is blessed because of the believers. And when the Lord raptures the church, true tribulation takes place all over the world. Why? Because we're gone. We are the reason that God blesses the world. I know that sounds egotistical and arrogant, but it's not. We are His children. See, I want you to know that what happened in Joseph's life, Joseph was an example. Joseph found grace in the sight of that was the man that was over him. And God blessed the man that was over him because of Joseph. And Joseph was trusted by Potiphar. Can you be trusted? Can you be trusted? Trusted with your actions? Trusted with your words? Have you ever met somebody that tells such stories that you never know if they're telling the truth or not? And as a matter of fact, if they finally do tell you the truth, you just don't believe them anymore? I have people like that in my life. I want to believe them, but it's always the same lies that I catch them in. And you know, it's hard to believe someone after you've been lied to once, let alone five or six times. Are you trustworthy? Can God trust you with certain things? God may never make me a millionaire, and I'm not actually trying to seek millions. I'm really not. I have everything that I need, and I'm very blessed. But if God were to make me a millionaire, the reason that He would do it is because He could trust me with it. And I don't know that I ever need to be a millionaire. But here's what I do want. I want God to be able to trust me with it, whether He ever makes me one or not. Can God trust you with finances? Maybe if some of you got a lot of money, God's like, if I gave you a lot of money, you'd blow it. And that's true. Maybe that's why God doesn't give me a lot of money. Maybe He knows. But I don't want to be that person. I want to be trusted with whatever He gives me. If he makes me a pastor of a church, I want Him to be able to trust me with it. And if He makes me and He gives me some finances, I want Him to be able to trust me with it. And if He gives me a family, I want Him to be able to trust me with it. If He gives me an opportunity, I want Him to be able to trust me with it. And does the Lord trust you enough to give you opportunity? You know, Joseph, it was not God's perfect will for Joseph to be sold into slavery. It was His permissive will. It was not His perfect will. That was a sin. God's perfect will never lies in the boundaries of sin. But it was His permissive will. But God could trust Joseph with this. God could trust Joseph in the pit. And God could trust Joseph in Potiphar's house. Can God trust us? Just something to reflect about. So I want you to see, as long as the Lord is with you, have a chance. I also want you to see that God can make you to prosper. I also want you to see that the devil has his ways. The first way that we see the devil tries to trip up a believer is with lust. Here comes this lady, Potiphar's wife. There's a lot of reasons why Potiphar's wife was probably the way she was. There's a good possibility that Potiphar was a eunuch, being so close to the king's family. They would usually make the rulers of Potiphar or the king, Pharaoh's house, they would usually make them eunuchs. And so there's a good possibility that there wasn't a great relationship physically between Potiphar and his wife. We're not 100% sure of that, but studying history, you would find that anybody that was close to Pharaoh and his wives and his children, they would probably do something to them to make them never go a certain route with them. And so history teaches us that. So it's very possible, I don't know. And maybe she was just a person that played this way. And maybe Potiphar didn't really care. We're not certain. We're not sure. But we know that she tempted Joseph, not on one occasion, but on several occasions. She tried to get Joseph to do an immoral act. She lusted. She tried to get Joseph to lust after her. She was a tool that the devil was using for lust. And Joseph was a man of character and would not defile God or his master. But when the devil couldn't use lust, he used lies. I want you to know that the devil does still use lust today to destroy families. He uses lust to destroy lives. He uses lust to destroy churches. Lust is one of his tools. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. These are the three things the devil uses, and two of the three start with lust. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And the devil uses lust in your life as well. It could be in very, very many forms. But needless to say that the devil used lust in this format. And Joseph was a man of character. And although Joseph was tempted, by the way, temptation is not the sin. Although Joseph was tempted, he never acted upon his temptation. And he always was a man of character because he could be trusted. And then finally, she grabbed his coat. He even left his coat to get out of the house to flee temptation. And the devil, if he can't use lust, he'll use lies. And the devil uses lies. She's lying about Joseph now. She calls the men of the house back in, probably the very same men that she sent out. She calls the men back in and says, Joseph tried to do things to me that I didn't want, and when I screamed, he left his coat. And all of the men are looking at her and probably can't say it out loud, but are thinking, yeah, right, we know who you are. When Potiphar came home, she had the coat and she said, look what this Hebrew has done. Look what this Hebrew has done, mocking the men and women of Egypt. The Bible says that Potiphar was angry. You ever wonder who he's angry at? I doubt if it was Joseph, because I'm sure Potiphar looked at his wife and thought, yeah, right. I know what type of woman you are. You know why I can come to that conclusion? Because he didn't kill Joseph. Because I'm telling you right now, if Potiphar cared and a slave tried to do this to his wife, he would be of every right and every duty to take that servant's life immediately. No questions asked, and nobody would have cared. But he didn't. As a matter of fact, he could have thrown him in filthy, dirty, rotten prisons, but he didn't. He put him in the king's prisons. So I kind of believe that even Potiphar knew that his wife was lying. But for Egyptian sake, and because this was a servant and his wife, and his responsibility was to look good in front of Pharaoh and Egypt, he put this man in Pharaoh's prison. Have you ever been lied about? There's probably very few things that are more frustrating in life than being lied about. I had a guy accuse me one time of being a Calvinist, just recently. He accused me of being a Calvinist. And I'm not a Calvinist. I am a zero-point Calvinist, which makes me not even a Calvinist, so I don't know how I can say a zero-point Calvinist, because I'm not even. But he accused me of it. And the reason that he accused me of it, he doesn't even know me. I think I met him one time. He doesn't even know me. But the reason that he accused me of it is because of the college I graduated. Or because I don't do things the way he does things. He's a pastor, by the way. I don't do things the way he does things. So he lied about me. And I got to be honest with you, I don't like being lied about. And usually if I find out that somebody lies about me, we're going to have a talk. So I called him. I said, I understand that you think I'm a Calvinist. Yeah, we had a what for 58 minutes. Because I don't like being lied about, and I'm going to confront somebody that does it. Now, I'm sure Joseph didn't like being lied about either. And I don't know that Joseph had the opportunity to confront his master with this. I'm sure that he probably told him the story. And I'm of my personal belief, it's not in Scripture, I kind of believe that Potiphar believed Joseph, but Potiphar's hands were tied, and so Potiphar threw him into prison. But you know, there's nothing more frustrating than being lied about. I want you to see, finally, if the Lord is with you, you can make it. So Joseph's thrown into prison. But the Lord, verse 21, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? So, in the pit, to Potiphar's house. Now, this is interesting because I told you it played into hand earlier that Potiphar was kin to Pharaoh or close to Pharaoh, and because God allowed Joseph to be put into Potiphar's house, who was close to Pharaoh, when the time came for Potiphar to put him into prison, it was the king's prison. See, God had everything worked out. Nothing gets ahead of God. God makes sure that he's going to take care of his own. And even though Joseph didn't like being lied about, and even though Joseph probably didn't like the idea of being put into prison, the Lord was with him. And the Lord made him to prosper. Not only did Joseph have favor with God, but God gave Joseph favor in the sight of others. May I encourage you to pray that not only will God give you favor with him, but that God will give you favor with others. If you are not daily praying, seriously praying that God would give you favor in his sight and in the sight of others, can I encourage you to put that in your prayer life every day? Dear God, most importantly, I want favor with you. I want you to be pleased with me. I want you to have favor with me. But dear God, would you give me favor in the sight of others? In that prayer of Jabez, I love how it's written. Jabez prays this prayer, God bless me and keep your hand upon me, keep me from evil. And it says it this, and the Lord, and this is all we know about Jabez, and the Lord did. That's all we know. Jabez prayed this prayer, and the Bible says, and the Lord did. I've been praying that prayer for 10, 15 years now. And I hope the Lord does. I hope at the end of my life, it could be said, and the Lord did. Give me favor in your sight, dear God. Give me favor in the sight of others. That is not a bad prayer to pray. That's a good prayer to pray. It should be part of your life. Joseph had favor in the eyes of God. And Joseph was given favor in the eyes of others. You can certainly be more effective for the Lord if he gives you favor in the sight of those that you work with, the sight of those that you know and are trying to help. Maybe you have a loved one that you're really struggling with. They're not saved, or they're really living their life in a bad way, and you just get frustrated with them. Once you start asking God to give you favor in their sight, so when you do speak, you're like E.F. Hutton. They listen. Remember that old commercial back in the 80s? Friend, I want you to know that the Lord was with Joseph.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed the study from God's Word today. We also stream our services live on Facebook. facebook.com/Victory Baptist Church WV. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a blessed day.